What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flow Chart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Hello. This is Joe Fear, and I'm with my handy dandy partner.
I thought you were going to say handsome partner.
In your wildest dreams, sir. Mr. Matt Wolf.
Hello.
He's slightly handsome when he shaves, but he never does.
I thought you were going to say he's slightly hammered.
Damn.
See, my brain just going in a completely different direction.
Where do you want me to take this conversation? Do you want to get hammered? Do you want to be handsome or shaved? I don't know. All right. So this is the Hustle and Flow Chart podcast. Of course, you are in the right place.
You are in the right place. And this is actually our last episode of the year.
That's cool.
This is our last episode of 2017. It's been a really, really good run of the podcast. And we're actually planning on ramping up the podcast even more in 2018. Maybe more than one episode a week, dare I say?
I think it's pretty fair to say.
That will probably happen. We'll be ramping up the podcast even more with more episodes, more great guests. We've managed to continually get...
Up-level?
I don't want to say up-level because that sort of discredits the people.
Sorry, Aaron.
He was number one. But hey, we had him on back, though. So
yeah. we managed to get really, really good, successful guests on our show. And I don't want to discredit any of the guests we've already had because they've all been amazing. But it's been a great year of podcasting, and we thought we'd do one final duet episode of the year and sort of recap on the year and kind of talk about what we're going to do going forward, and then along the way give you some takeaways and tips and things that we think you should implement in your business.
Are you going to duet with me?
Let's duet together.
Okay, cool. Let's duet this. So I think our biggest intention in our last, literally in this last 15 days.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, maybe even 12 days. We've officially changed our model's focus.
Yeah. Well, we made the decision in November.
We actually implemented
the changes in December.
Yeah. So, the beginning of December, we pretty much were putting our asses on the line with a whole new direction.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
We literally turned off a massive revenue stream.
We're putting our houses on the line, our kids' food. You know, their stomach and their...
Please buy our stuff.
Yeah, so, no. But what I'm trying to say is that this has been like a radical shift. It's been on our minds for a long time, Matt and I. But to cut to the chase, basically, we're shifting into this new business that we're going to get into in a second, but we're shifting away from selling our own products, our information products in the marketing space.
Right, yeah.
And that includes, you know, all these courses that we've had online, but also the EGP, the Evergreen Profits physical newsletter that was being sent every single month and had hundreds of people on there. So
yeah, for the most part, we've shut down the entire paid information side of our business. So we no longer have any online courses for sale. We're no longer selling our print newsletter. The only information we still sell to this day is the books that you can find on Amazon, right? And we are probably going to write a few more books. So we will still technically sell information in the form of books, but... we're not selling any more online courses or our print newsletter or any of that kind of stuff. We've decided to shift out of selling information and instead just give that information away for free. We wanted to ramp up the blog, ramp up the podcast, ramp up the amount of value that we put out into this world at no cost. Because, you know, when we started this, we wanted to help a lot of people. We decided, you know, we have this knowledge on, you know, how to ramp up businesses, how to do online marketing, how to build systems, affiliate marketing, content marketing, et cetera, mindset, all that stuff, right? We have all this knowledge, and it sort of got to us a little bit that we were putting it behind a paywall. The only people that were going to be able to get this knowledge from us were the people that were willing to pay us a minimum of $100 a month. And that always sort of ate at us that, it's the best stuff that we're producing, the best content that we can possibly produce is seen by the most minimal amount of people.
Yeah. And that was stifling our impact to the world and to the community.
Exactly.
People like you.
So, you know, we shifted into this thinking of let's make all of this stuff available for free. Let's start putting the same quality of content, the same depth of content out into the world for free, make it widely available, and totally shift where our income comes from. So our income streams used to come from selling these info products. We turned that off. Literally one day it was on, the next day it was off, and that income stopped. Cold turkey, gone.
Yeah.
So we are, like Joe said, we are putting our asses to the fire.
Yeah.
And we just put our back up against the wall and said, all right, let's figure this out. Let's make this work. Our backs are against the wall. We gotta generate an income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's turning into this platform. So that's where our shift is going in 2018. And you know, this isn't a radical, it is a radical shift in terms of how we're getting paid. But the shift isn't massively different because we've always been wanting to build a platform larger and larger. That's this podcast you're listening to is part of the platform. So is our blog. So is our Facebook groups, our page, our ads, all over. It's all basically feeding into this big ecosystem for Evergreen Profits, where we can then you know, provide value in all forms, all sorts of ways, video, audio, written, and more. Now in the future, turning into more things like consulting, events, more deeper partnerships, ways that we can really put our fingers kind of deeper in people's businesses. That was weird.
I gave you a dirty look because I thought you were going somewhere else.
That was weird. Words coming out of mouth, stream of thought. But if so, your takeaway, and I don't want to make this podcast all about us, and that's the whole big thing, is like, we're talking about our experiences and this massive shift that we're literally saying, but I want you to get takeaways out of this whole thing.
Yeah, so I think the takeaways are going to come from the explaining why we shifted this and what we're shifting to. That way, if you want to sort of follow along and take use some of the models we're shifting into for your own business, you can do that. And so I think that's where the big aha moments could come for a lot of people, is the why and the what we're going to be doing next. So, you know, yes, we're talking about us and our business, but hopefully some people are going to get some takeaways from this on things that they could maybe implement or shift into in their business. And a big turning point for me, and I'll link to this in our show notes, was I listened to a podcast by Ryan Moran, and it was very impactful for me. So I actually went and took notes on that podcast and shared my notes. So I'll share my notes to that episode in the show notes. But Ryan was talking all about building a platform for his business and creating as big of a megaphone as possible. You know, he does podcasting, he does blogging, he puts on live events, et cetera, all the same stuff that we do. And he's grown it to a point where he can go up and mention a product, and just by mentioning the product, that product is going to have a massive amount of sales, right? He can go step up on stage and say, everybody needs to get this tool for their business, and everybody in the room wants that tool all of a sudden. Tim Ferriss is a great example of somebody who is probably one of the most successful people I can think of that's built a platform that all they have to do is mention a product name, and that product's going to sell out on Amazon.
Oprah Winfrey. She's actually probably the...
Well, at one time she was, but yes, I feel like Tim Ferriss is the new Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
So he, you know, he can go and invest in a company and then talk about that company on his podcast, and just overnight, just that little bit of marketing of talking about it on his podcast, that product will probably sell it on Amazon. I've seen it multiple times where he's mentioned something on his podcast. I went on Amazon to buy it. Sold out.
I buy stuff from him just without even looking at what I'm buying.
Yeah.
I believe him now. You know, I trust him.
When we talk about building a platform, that is exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about building that megaphone across our blog, our podcast, our live events, our YouTube videos. What else? You know,
It's Facebook. It's even ads. It's it's all of the different blog posts we're putting out, the Facebook live videos. It's these events. It's meetups, masterminds. It's all stuff. Anything that I see a platform as, anything that inputs into where you can provide value in some way that you can provide value, and you could talk either one-on-one or to the masses. That's part of a platform. And it's anything that you can somewhat control, even if it's on like a different website, like even medium.com, we'll repurpose or write things, or you like to go to Steemit.
Yeah, Steemit lately. Yeah.
Like, that's a platform. You're linking into our ecosystem from there.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be one where you actually have to own it, but the thing is, like, if you extend your reach, and that's exactly what we're doing with now taking down all of our paywalls, it's allowing us to... Now, we can not only teach some of those concepts we had in there, maybe repurpose some things as well. All of these things now is like ammunition that we could just freaking like go all over the interwebs. Matt, get your freaking head out of the gutter. But here's something we noticed, and this is kind of taken from Tim Ferriss and probably someone else. But if you have a product that's around, and you actually go a little higher than this when you explain it to people, Matt. Mm-hmm. But like if you're in like the $50 to $100 range, mm-hmm. you're even going up to $1,000. I think you get out of that. I think that's too high. I think maybe under $500.
Yeah, I don't. I was well. So we've had products that we've sold for $1,000, and I was considering the mid range pricing anywhere from $50 to $1,000.
I guess it could be mid range. Yeah, it's debatable. I guess it doesn't matter.
It's relative. Yeah. It depends on your personal situation. For a lot of people, $1,000 is cheap. For a lot of people, $1,000 is
whatever.
You know, I couldn't even imagine spending that kind of money. You know, so.
So what we realized is that we were playing right there in that kind of like battlefield. And what Tim Ferriss was saying is like, if you're in that field and then that's your only source of income, like you're relying on those kind of price points for your sole income, you are going to be in a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Like you are in constant, you're going to get refunds, you're going to get chargebacks, you're going to get freaking customer support. You're dealing with the most amount of competitors and it's hard to differentiate yourself because you're caught up in the masses. Everyone else is competing right there. And it's a mindset thing too. Yeah. We've experienced it from all price points in that range. And not saying that, I mean, you get amazing customers, but you get a high percentage, depending on the price range, of customers that you just don't want to deal with and they should just go the fuck away. And I am going to be brutally honest because you need to know that if you're selling shit in that space, you better have a great support staff and you better have you better be like steel when you're seeing some of these chargeback requests. And I'm kind of fired up right now because there was one where they're just really insane people sometimes.
And it's just that price point, you know. So, you know, there's sort of this like tiered pricing, right? Not even pricing. So when it comes to content, we decided we're going to operate on the extremes, right? And by extremes, I mean you could either get our stuff for free or you can work personally really closely with us, and it's going to be, you know, pricey.
We're on the edges. We're playing
on the
edges.
We're out on the edges. We're not selling anything in that $50 to $1,000. We're not selling anything in the $1 to $1,000 range.
Information,
right? Information.
Yeah.
We're not selling anything in that range whatsoever. We're operating at the extremes. Our content is mostly available for free, and if you need some extra handholding, if you want us to work personally in your business, if you want us to look at your business, dissect it, put together like a tailored business plan for you, well, you can pay us to do that, right? Everything else you're going to get for free. So all the people that are out there, they're the sort of shiny object chasers, the ones that are looking for that $50 product, that $50 fix, and they get the product, they consume it, they take no action, then buy the next product. You know, that type of content we're making available for free. You know, the shiny objects that we're putting out into the world are free shiny objects. If you need extra personalized help to ramp up your business, those are the people that we're going to make our money with.
And to you listening, like I think you should ask yourself a question, like how do you play at the edges? Like how can you, I'm not saying copy the same model, but you totally could. We know a lot of very smart friends of ours in the marketing space or just business owners who play in these edges and they do extremely well.
And saying that, we're not only playing in the edges, we are playing in that war zone, but that war zone for us is our affiliate products.
Well, yes, and that's where we're going to get to. But just think about your business right now for a second, that before we get into like how we'll actually monetize a lot of stuff. There's some, before you get too deep, or maybe you realize that, you know, it's getting harder to sell in your niche, whatever your niche is, there could be a good reason for that. Not just competitors, but just maybe it's your customers finding information for free on YouTube now. I mean, if you just think about it, there's so much damn information out there. For years now, it's been just people get bombarded. And, you know, more podcasts popping up, YouTube videos, blogs, all that stuff. So think about ways that, you know, play it, like get ahead of the curve. I think that's the big thing, is if you build a platform, it gets this momentum, a snowball effect, where you can't really turn it off after a while because people are talking about you and spreading what you're creating more than you can even do yourself. And that's where it's really cool. It's kind of like this podcast.
Yeah.
Like the listenership, you know, the amount of people really like recently has like started to
It's gone exponential, basically. It's like every month. It's not like double the last month. It's like, you know, it's compounding. Sort of, it's compounding each month.
And we're not doing anymore.
No, it's, we're doing the same level same of thing. Work. Yeah.
So, no. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, so really the model now is we're focused on building the platform, and then we're also going to be doing the consulting and coaching and live events for that, you know, that higher level sort of price point for the people that need that extra handholding. And should we shift gears into we're going to monetize all that new business?
Yeah, cool.
So, basically we have 4 points of monetization right now. Affiliate revenue currently is our largest driver of revenue into our business is the affiliate marketing stuff. That's not necessarily what we want to be the largest driver of income in our business, but it is what it is right now. And we're looking to diversify that over 2018 by adding in more consulting. We do have a handful of consulting clients now, but we're going to add more consulting clients in. We've been getting more demand for it, more people asking about it. We're going to start putting on live events. When we had Aaron Fletcher on the podcast, we spoke with him quite a bit about actually partnering up with him to put on some live events. Mm-hmm. And then also partnerships. We're looking for people who have existing businesses, you know, software businesses, info products outside of the marketing world, things like that, that they've got great products, but they don't have great marketing behind them. We're looking to find people that we can partner with, bring our magic special sauce to their business, sprinkle some marketing dust on it, and mm-hmm. help ramp up their business.
Yeah. And the bigger thing is not to, we looked at, so going back to what Matt was saying about the affiliate stuff too. Like currently that is, I guess now that we canceled all the subscriptions, that is our only income affiliate revenue. But we looked at our previous business and we were spending like 80% of our time on the stuff that would make 20% of our income, mm-hmm. which in the grand scheme of things, that's not smart business. Mm-hmm. Like if you go back to the James Schramko episode.
Yeah, from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like he talks about his effective hourly rate. His EHR, our EHR on our own internal products and selling stuff was probably like, I mean, I don't know where it was. It was low. It was probably under $100 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's nowhere near where we need to be. Whereas the affiliate side is 10x that or more, you know, it's radically different. And it comes down totally to that 80-20 kind of rule where affiliate income is bringing 80% of the revenue and we were doing about 20% of the work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Another takeaway right there. Audit what you're doing in your business and listen to James Schramko's podcast episode. That's another little takeaway because learn what that effective hourly rate is.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's spot on. You know, that when we were talking about why we made the shift of, you know, a few minutes ago on this podcast, we didn't even bring up that aspect of it was, the newsletter really did take up 80% of our time. That was what we spent most of our business focusing on, dealing with those customers, customer support on that, trying to constantly bring new people into that system. And it was just the most time consuming thing we do. But when we look at we run spreadsheets every month of where the revenue is coming in our business, it was only accounting for maybe 20% of our income, if that.
Around there, yeah.
And so we decided, you know what? 80% of our income comes from affiliate marketing and 20% comes from the newsletter, but 80% of our effort goes into the newsletter and only 20% of our effort goes into the affiliate marketing. Mm-hmm. Imagine what kind of income we can make off affiliate marketing if we put 80% of our effort into the affiliate marketing stuff, right? So that was sort of where our head's at making this shift, going into the affiliate marketing and then also, of course, ramping up the consulting and making that available to people because we want to help as many businesses as possible. And the best way for us to help as many businesses as possible is to make content available for free. And then the people that actually need specialized help for their specific business can work directly with us. That is how we're going to make the biggest impact.
Yep. And in doing this, you're going to see in 2018, we're shooting for hopefully March-ish with Aaron Fletcher. And, you know, if you haven't heard of Aaron Fletcher, he has 2 previous podcasts. I think it was the first one or second episode of this whole podcast and one
fourth
recently.
Episode, but yeah.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Go just look up Aaron Fletcher. Yeah. He's good stuff. We highly recommend him and the Fletcher Method. Course, we'll probably link that in the show notes here too, because that's pretty much where we it's kind of funny because we even said this and in full honesty to him, I think he can just do it way better than we could do in terms of teaching, but also laying out kind of like a framework thing for mm-hmm. sale. Like, if you actually are looking to purchase a training and need someone to kind of guide you through those steps for a fee, because you're getting, I mean, a crap ton of, you know, very focused, he's the one to go to.
Yeah.
That obviously is right in line with what we've always done with EGP, Evergreen Profits. That's why we're going to team up for events in mm-hmm. 2018. And some of these events, we have kind of two styles that we're shooting for. One that is, you know, a lot, maybe it's a little bigger, a couple hundred people or so.
Mm-hmm.
That one is going to speakers, kind of the whole nine that you're used to. But the other thing, and this is where it really jacks Matt and I up, and I think Aaron as well, is creating an event that's more like a retreat.
Something that's experiential.
Yeah, it's a lot more, it's like 20 people max. You're on a, you know, in a badass location, a badass house, or wherever, something that it feels like a vacation, but we're masterminding
mm-hmm.
all the time. It's very high level. But at the end of the day, people have this crazy experience. Partnerships lead from there. Like, if you could just start like seeing how things connect. And that's why we wanted to lay out our model to you. And this isn't much different than where we're at. We're just literally widening the net.
Mm-hmm.
Where it all leads, at the end of the day, what we want to love to do is just basically sit around, have a good life, talk marketing, grow some businesses, and have cash flow kind of coming from multiple assets all over the place.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the goal, and that's where we're going in 2018. It's all about building this bigger platform, ramping up the sales of products as affiliates, ramping up our consulting and putting on events, and finding some really great strategic partners. So, you know, if this is you, definitely reach out to us. You know, email us info@evergreenprofits or go to evergreenprofits.com and hit up our contact form. Email us and let us know if you're interested in working directly with us, or if you have a product that you know is a good product, but you don't have the marketing skills to get it out into the world. Those are the type of people we're looking to work with and partner with
mm-hmm.
Starting in 2018. So exciting times, a lot of big moves, a lot of scary moves for us. Our backs are literally against the wall. We cut a lot of revenue out of our business to make this move, but we're absolutely confident that we're making the right decision. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no doubt in our mind that we're making the right decision. Things might be tough for, you know, a few more weeks, but mm-hmm. we're making the right decision.
Yeah, so it's exciting, and we want to hear your feedback too. But like Matt said, if you are one of those people who are looking for higher touch consulting, coaching, you know, we're doing some group coaching as well, and in obviously any kind of partnerships, keep your ear to the ground for the event dates and whatnot. We're still ironing out details for all that stuff, but either way, the end of the day, you're going to see a lot more from us. Mm-hmm. We're going to be everywhere.
Herpes.
herpes of internet. Of the internet.
Let me give a little more.
Yeah, you gotta.
We can't just say herpes.
That's weird.
That.
Yeah, I know.
So Scott Oldford, somebody who I've actually interviewed him a couple years ago, and he'll be on our podcast again in 2018. He had this concept of, once somebody lands on his website, he's like herpes. You can't get rid of him. He's gonna be with you forever.
Yeah.
Meaning that if you visit his website, he's gonna retarget you on YouTube, on Facebook, on Google, on Twitter, on, like, you name it. You can't get rid of him now. He is everywhere. He is now herpes, and that's his term, not ours. He's
we're just quoting him.
And you know, with our platform, that is sort of the direction we're going. Once you land on our website, or listen to our podcast, or hang out in our Facebook group, or, you know, consume anything we put out, you're going to see us everywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going in 2018.
But that's all something you can do for yourself too. So just think about it. I mean, that's back to the takeaways. Think about what you could do in building a platform. I think it's always key. It will be key for any business.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back to James Schramko too. Don't focus on one revenue stream. And we've even said that on our podcast many times.
Is
the second you start just like honing down on one income stream, so if it's like one affiliate offer, one product, one coaching offer that you have, the second that goes away, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So the platform allows you to just open up your opportunities and then increase the amount of cash flow with all those various assets you have out there.
Absolutely.
That be that.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in working closer with us, again, hit up our contact form on evergreenprofits.com. Anything else we want to cover before we close out this year?
I don't believe so. It's been a good year, because we've learned a lot. This podcast came around in 2017.
Yeah, we started in January, so it's, I mean, our 1 year anniversary episode is going to be in like 2 weeks or something.
Right. So we've done a lot, and we've had a lot of cool people, and it's like you were saying, like the guests, people. Yeah, it's cool because these guests are just referring their friends or people that we don't know. So, yeah. I mean, that's another takeaway is like, if you don't have a podcast by now, or if you're not working on expanding your personal network, your personal platform, you know, like, get out there and just start talking to people. I mean, you don't have to have a podcast, but at least like make a schedule, just call people up, touch base with people. Even if you don't see a direct line to income or whatever, mm-hmm. they can introduce you to someone who can help you out drastically. Yeah.
I do have one ask of the audience, and we literally have never asked this of our audience in 1 year of podcasting. Mm. But if you enjoy our podcast, do us a huge favor and subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Subscribe to it. Leave a review. Let us know what you think of it. Hustleandflowchart.com, it's a real easy domain to remember, is where you can access the podcast and share it with other people. Tell other people to check it out. We really, really need your help to grow this podcast, get more ears listening to it, and you know, help us build the platform. The EGP ecosystem, you guys, the people that are listening to this now, where, you know, you are the ecosystem. You
part
are who we are creating this for, and we could really, really use your help expanding that network. So tell your friends, subscribe, review. It would really, really help us out a lot.
Cool. That was perfecto. So thank you so much. 2017's been amazing. You are amazing. I'm talking to you, the listener, not you, Matt.
Damn it.
You're all right. And 2018's going to be badass for everybody. So thank you for so much. And
have a happy and safe new year.
Hey.
We'll see you next year.
Adios. All right. Thank you. And I hope you just enjoyed this episode you just listened to. Now, right now, before we sign off, I have a few things I would love for you to do. So the very first thing is to go find our guest on Facebook and tell them that you loved their episode with us. That's going to help them just feel good about themselves, but also it's going to spread the word a little bit more for us. So go find them on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook, and go say that you love their episode and maybe one cool thing that you learned there. The second thing is to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Just look up Hustle and Flowchart and hit the subscribe button. And the very last thing, the third thing, is to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast and help us spread the word more. That's how more people are going to get this awesome knowledge, this cool podcast training, and a whole bunch of other cool free training that we give out at evergreenprofits.com. So that's about it. Go find them on Facebook, go subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a review. You would be amazing if you did that, but you're always amazing. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.